Choice!
Ba, do, dee, da, da. Ba, do, dee, da. Ba, do, ba, dee, ba, da, ba, da.
Jabba, do, ba, do, ba.
Hello and welcome to Toast, the two-part podcast talking about the toast we're munching down on in our own lives and the events we're toasting to right around the world. Hello, Junna. How are you going?
I'm good, Yuzi.
You've had a big week.
You've had a big week.
We've both had big weeks.
Yes, we've both been out of Melbourne.
Yes, we have. You go first. What was the most bizarre thing out of Melbourne that happened to you?
I flew to Adelaide.
Yep.
Last Saturday, got back on Tuesday, so a few days ago. So I was gone for 4 days.
And that probably, was four, just quickly.
Yeah.
That was four, yep.
I had a speaking gig at a youth event that was happening last Saturday. 250 young people in a room. If you're one of those people, thanks for tuning in to Toast.
Right.
Oh, actually, whilst I was there, on the big screen, I actually put up Toast the Pod and a photo of us. So we might have some new listeners from Adelaide tuning in. Just saying.
Great way to use a platform to promote another platform.
That's right. One platform to another.
And the most bizarre thing that happened on the trip?
It was a disaster. No, the trip wasn't a disaster. Okay. It was really, really good. On my flight to Adelaide from Melbourne, I had this feeling the night before to not wear the white pants that I was going to wear in my presentation, and thank God I didn't. I wore another pair of pants.
What'd you do?
Well, I was really tired.
You poo yourself?
No, well, it still was brown, but not poo.
Okay.
I asked for an English breakfast tea on the plane, and it was quite hot, so I wasn't ready to drink it. So I was holding it in my hand while sort of with one hand whilst it was resting on the little fold-out table they give us. And I didn't realise that I was so tired I fell asleep, and my hand then moved and I spilt the tea on my leg, my left leg, and on my runners. So everything went brown.
What were your pants? What colour was the
light pant? Blue denim. So it stood out.
Okay.
It was also very, very hot. It burnt me. Yeah. So that was not the funnest.
What was worse, the fact that there was a stain or the fact that it burnt you?
The stain. Because the stain lasts longer than the burn. Yeah. It was a light burn. It wasn't too bad.
Fashion's painful.
Fashion is painful. Say. And so is English breakfast tea. Beware when you drink.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we are toasting to a little bit later in the podcast. Toast of the week. He has done some incredible stuff over the recent week, or is it a bit, little bit later?
No, I've seen in the last, I'd say, 10 days. He's a bit of a philanthropist, he is.
Yep. Junna, for my birthday, me and the fam went to Mount Buller. Talking about a little bit later on in the pod.
Can I just interrupt and say on the 12th of August?
So a couple of days prior to when you probably listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Or a day.
Mr. Ewan Burns, the Uzi.
26, baby.
Yes, 26th birthday.
Some people thought I wouldn't make it to 26.
That sounds really, really bleak. Everyone knew you'd make it to 26, and you're going to make it to 106.
Yeah. Or joining the 27 club. You know, you either live to be really old or you join the 27. You know the 27 club?
No, that sounds...
You haven't heard of the 27 club?
No.
All these rock stars have passed away at age 27.
Well, you're not a rock star, so you'll be fine, Ewan.
Well, give it a year. let's start with the things we're munching down on.
You see, when I arrived at Adelaide Airport, mind you, stain on leg, not the best shape because I was also quite tired.
You'd be frazzled as well.
I was a bit frazzled, but also really glad to be there. Because I also, side note, bumped into a girl that I have not known. Well, I have known her, but I have not seen in person for 13 years. We went to high school together.
She's a DJ.
She's a DJ,
you
Tiff
thought
Cornish.
She was presenting at Glastonbury Festival when we did our, I think, episode 3 of Lewis Capaldi, the Toast of the Week, and you were like, oh, I'll just call her and she, you know, so you just sent an elaborate message to her.
Yeah.
To say, hey, I thought she was performing. Which is sick.
Yeah.
You've thrown it in her face saying, oh, you're not good enough to perform at Glastonbury.
No, she didn't perform. I misunderstood. Her song was played, her latest song, which I still thought was pretty good.
Oh, so good.
She herself wasn't there, though. Anyway, side note, I bumped into her. After I bumped into this girl.
She would have thought you were some sort of stalker at the time.
I could have thought of her as being a stalker. Okay. Two-way street. It was great to see her. Yeah. But I get out of the terminal and I'm confronted with something I have never seen before.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an Adelaide thing.
Go for it.
Have you heard of the Task Pod, Ewan?
No.
The Task Pod.
No, I haven't.
Have a look at this.
Okay.
It is a portable pod that is probably the size of a toilet cubicle, which you can hire and you can work in there.
Looks like a cubicle.
It looks like it literally looks like a cubicule.
Which
it's
is
designed
funny, like a task pod. It's like your task.
Yeah, you know. It's like a desk. There's a desk and a chair, okay. And you use it to be able to do your work uninterrupted, I guess, while waiting for a flight. You can charge your devices. As I've looked up more information around this task pod at Adelaide Airport, it costs $3.75 every 15 minutes to use it.
That's really cheap.
I was going to say that's expensive.
$3.75
quarter per 15 minutes.
Okay, so that's about $16 plus $16 an hour. Or
yeah.
Under 16.
But I found this really interesting when you could also just sit at the chair at the terminal
and
also work.
There's a lot of people
work.
Around you. And there's like sometimes.
People are usually quiet at the terminal.
Sometimes it's hard to get. The biggest one you're paying for, I personally think, is the power connection, the power outlet, because they're always being occupied by other people.
Well, that's true.
You have to walk around all the airport to try and find one. I would pay money just to use one.
All right. Well, then maybe it's designed for yourself then.
But the only kicker is I wouldn't use it.
Hey, you just said you'd pay for it.
Yeah, but there's one reason why I wouldn't
use
it.
Okay, why wouldn't you use it?
You tell me. Do you know you well enough as to why?
Yeah, you'd get claustrophobic.
I would get claustrophobic.
It's tiny. And the fact that there's no window. There's no window, Ewan. You don't know where you are. It's like going to, I don't know, the Pokies or something. Or somewhere where you lose all track of time and space and you get lost in your work. And then what happens after that? You miss your flight.
Well, that's a stretch, but I would think as well people would use it for privacy. I don't think people would necessarily use it just for the fact of, you know, doing work.
As in privacy, as in if they've got a business meeting?
No, just privacy. Maybe just people want to be alone, so they hire it out for 15.
Why can't they sit in the toilet for a few minutes with the cubicle door closed?
I don't know.
It's free. I know, it's a conundrum.
If you were a young couple, you'd
okay, Ewan, that's not what the task pod is
no,
for.
No, but how do they stop people from just like not using it for work?
I don't know. Maybe there's a camera inside that says one person only. Gosh. I think it actually does say, though, I can confirm.
Invasion of privacy.
The one at Adelaide Airport is ideally for one person only. So there you go.
So you can't fit
two people might be a little bit of a stretch. Yeah. There is one, though, that's closed, though, in Kingsway. In Miranda, over in Australia as well. And apparently that fits four people. So, you know.
Yeah, maybe you would use it. The only thing I think you'd use it for is, one, you get access to power outlets. But two, yeah, peace and quiet for Zoom meetings and things like that. It's kind of the age we're living, isn't it?
It is. Get tasks done.
G-T-D.
The
task pod.
The task pod. Boom, boom.
This is an advertisement.
Yeah, sponsor the show, please.
Sponsor, that's right.
Thank you.
Janna, I went to Mount Buller.
Yes, you did.
I went to Mount Buller with the family.
I saw on your sister Caitlin's Instagram.
You guys
she posted
follow each other?
About
yes.
you.
Yes, she posted. My mum was taking photos. My sister was taking photos. My mum hasn't gone up in like 30 years to ski, to snowboard. My dad's never done it before. My sister's never done it before. And I was like, you know what? It's my birthday. That's what I said to him. I said to him weeks prior, I said, they said, what do you want, son? And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what I want. I want you guys to go up to the snow and you're going to learn how to snowboard, to ski, whilst I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to hopefully join you halfway when you're good enough to actually go on some runs.
So you were snowboarding and your parents and your sister were skiing.
Yeah, because I figured my mum's already learned how to ski, but I figured mainly for my dad, if he's learning for the first time, I looked it up, a Google search told me that when you're getting older, it's easier for your joints. It's not as dangerous.
To ski?
Yeah, you're not going to fall as much.
Really?
Yeah. Which is definitely a thing.
Why is that when your legs are separated?
Well, I think it's because when you're skiing, if you have your head down the mountain, like if you're just facing directly downward.
Where else are you meant to
You're not
face
going
when
side
you're
to side.
Oh,
you're going
okay. You're
down.
Doing this. Okay,
you can like snow plow and you can like put the brakes on essentially.
And that's when you put your feet in like to make a triangle, right? Like
a
pizza.
To make a triangle. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're snowboarding, you can't do that.
Right.
So that means
you can only go side to side?
You can only go nose down, full pelt, or you can go side to side.
That's scary to go full pelt on a
snowboard. So you're more likely to fall down a little bit more. Anyway, so I think that's why older people take up skiing, or at least why they recommended it. Either way, they absolutely loved it. But one of the things one of the big problems at the start, I guess, was my dad was kind of skeptical as to, you know, he's 64 now. He's thinking, can I learn how to ski at the age of 64? And even I was worried, to be honest with you.
Do you think he was going to pop out a knee or something? Or
well, you'd hate to send your parents to, you know, to their living nightmare, spending like, what, X amount of dollars on...
It's expensive.
It's so expensive.
Coaching like,
it's
and all that is really expensive.
It
and
was
the
a
lift
risk.
Passes.
It was
all
a risk.
Of that is expensive. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, we'll do it. And I said, I want to do it for 2 days. And I was like, God, I hope they...
You really wanted an expensive birthday present, Ewan.
Well, I thought...
Did you help pay for this
no,
trip at all?
No, I proudly didn't. I said, I'm sorry. This is a birthday present.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I know it's going to be very expensive. But... they loved it, which I was just so, it was a load off my shoulders because I was like, if they don't like it, they're just going to be watching me snowboard for 2 days, which is just, no one wants that.
No.
But I did
I mean, unless they wanted to, unless they were like, wow.
Oh, my
mum
would. No, son, you can go up there and we'll just watch you from the side, but I'm not going to
do
that.
Do you think you're good at snowboarding?
I think I am nowadays.
If you had to rate yourself 1 to 5, 5 being Olympian, 1 being can't snowboard, where would you rank yourself?
Well, that's really unfair because the scale is like an Olympian has spent like 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, no, not even five.
Their
whole life.
Their
whole
life. Like, yeah.
Whereas.
A decade at least.
Like, and so I would usually say I'm average, but the thing is I haven't spent half my life. You know what I mean? So it's a bit unfair. The scale is ridiculous.
Okay.
I would say I'm pretty good. Most of the people on the mountain, I'll be honest with you, I looked them up and down. I thought, oh, I'm a better snowboard than you.
Okay.
No, that's why
right.
I was
so you're
a bit,
good, you're good.
I had a bit of swagger about me.
Did anyone come up to you and say you're really good at what you
okay,
do?
Okay, we actually had this pre-show chat, and you know someone did. And that's why I have a bit of an ego now about
yes.
it. Wanted to talk about my dad, though, specifically age 64, learning how to ski. Some would say it's inspiring. I think it's in the realm
of
inspiring.
I think it is inspiring.
Yep.
Okay,
trying
for context. I'm thinking about giving skiing a go for the first time.
Yep.
And I'm 31.
You're too old. I'm just kidding.
Shut up. And I'm thinking about trying it this year, going to the snow, if the snow is good enough at Mount Buller in Victoria. And I'm pretty much half the age of your dad. So if your dad can do it, it gives me hope
You'll
that I can as well.
You'll be fine.
I mean, go Shane.
He did fall down a few times. You will as well. But I wanted to bring up some of the most incredible feats people in... the later years have done
mature age people.
Yep. The first one I found, G, was Mount Everest at the age of 80 years old. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly.
Yeah.
Yuichiro Miura.
Yeah.
80 years old, climbed Mount Everest.
To the peak?
To the peak, baby.
At 80 for the first time.
2013.
Was this person... Was this their first climb? Were they already...
They did it at the age of 70. They broke the record at 70. And they thought, well, I'm only in life, you only compete against yourself, right? Did it at 80. Pretty
dang good. Is he going to do it at 90?
Well, it's been 10 more years, so they're due.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I doubt it. Like, let's not push Yuichiro.
No. I hope he's still with us.
That's not a topic for today. We've got, at the age of 73, giving birth to twins...
No! No!
Eramati Mangama.
Hang on.
I know.
Someone gave birth to twins at age 73.
Currently holds the record for being the oldest living mother who gave birth at the age of 73.
When?
A cesarean section in the city of Hyderabad, India. She delivered twin baby girls, making her the oldest mother to give birth to twins.
When did this happen?
It happened September 2019, so four years ago.
Wow, that's a lot for the body to go through, especially being twins.
Yeah, pretty insane.
But you said it was a cesarean, was that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that would make things a bit easier, just a little bit. But although her recovery would have been longer.
I don't know.
I imagine the recovery would be longer.
Is that there were humans inside of this person.
Yes, two humans, two little babies.
Yeah.
Good on her.
And to do a full 360 back to the skiing, world's oldest man hits the slope at age, what do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know.
His name is George Jedinov, Janna.
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think?
Your dad was 64.
Yep.
Giving it a go this week.
Yep, yep.
So I'm going to say he was 83.
102.
Shut the front door.
102 years old.
102 giving skiing a go for the first time.
Yep.
Well, you know what I'm going to say to that, Ewan?
What are you going to say?
Never say you're too old for something.
Never say you're too old for something.
That just proves that if you're 75 and you're thinking about going skiing,
yes,
you've still got another 30 years ahead of you to enjoy the slopes.
Good 30 years.
Theoretically, yeah. Yeah, live life to the fullest.
Well done.
Pretend you're young. Channel that Gen Z-er within you.
Brilliant.
Mm.
Well said.
The Toast of the Week.
It's time for the Toast of the Week, Gianna, and we are going to Hollywood for one of my favourite actors. Would you call him an actor? Would you call him a legitimate actor? Yeah, I'd call him an actor. You're going to say?
Of course he's an actor.
Yeah, but we had this whole discussion on Avengers and things like that, and how
but
they're
he's not an Avenger.
Yeah, he's less than an Avenger.
Well, he's what's that character he plays? Black Adam. He's a DC Comics guy.
DC's even worse than Marvel.
Some people will be very offended by that statement.
20% of this podcast probably will. People listening.
He's, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
Absolute legend.
What's your favourite film of Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Let me think.
If I was a little kid.
Yep.
I mean, I know he's played a lot of
You're going to say The Tooth Fairy, aren't you?
That's cute. Yeah. However, I think he is quite cute in Moana.
That's not bad.
You know the Disney one?
Yeah, that's
He's
good.
In a lot of... Oh, actually, no, I know my... I know,
go,
I know,
go,
I know
go,
it.
Go, go, go.
I love him in Jumanji.
Oh.
The remake. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
He works well with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he does. Those two as
Those
a duo,
two,
perfection.
Yeah, I'm going to lock in the same.
Jumanji?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of good ones.
Yeah, he's
Easy
a good
actor. Watching... Fun watching, like Baywatch as well. Watch that
oh, he was
recently.
Good in Baywatch,
He was
yeah.
pretty good in Baywatch.
He's in everything.
He's in everything.
Pretty much, except for Marvel movies.
He's a big guy as well, isn't he?
He's a big guy, yes.
And underneath all that muscle is more muscle. And underneath that is a heart.
Massive heart.
Huge.
Now, he's a bit of a philanthropist. Philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Everyone, I think I've said that word so many times in this podcast, and I still to this day it's one of those words where you just don't bother looking up.
Hard. You should be able to say it. It's a very beautiful
philanthropist.
Word. No.
It's PH.
Yeah, but it's, you know, but it's sound.
No, PH makes it. You start with the. You were philanthropist.
Did I? I probably did. Philanthropist.
Oh, that sounds
I don't know if that was any better. Anyway, he's a bit of the philanthropist.
Yeah.
He's worth over $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
So he's doing all right.
You'd hope with that money you're a philanthropist.
You'd hope so. Not what Ewan just said.
No.
But he has given back quite a lot. A lot of the donations he gives to various charities actually goes under the radar. He doesn't disclose the amount of money, but there's two things that he's done quite recently that's made news headlines. So I'm sure you are aware listening that there is a Hollywood strike at the moment, so a lot of movies aren't being made, TV shows, all those sorts of things. And there is a lot of, I guess, more well-established actors in the community who are doing quite well, like The Rock, that have been encouraged to be able to donate to support actors and other people in the industry that are on strike to earn some funds and to earn some money. So he's donated millions of dollars to that as well. But more recently, in the last few days, a beautiful good news story has come out. So for those who don't know, he started off as a UFC fighter. Now, that
Did
stands
he?
For... Yeah.
I thought you said he was a WWE
Oh,
well, fighter.
He was WWE. He was a WWE. Hang on, maybe he was UFC,
no,
then WWE.
No.
Anyway.
No, let's not confuse him. Okay.
So, yes, he was a wrestler.
WWE.
Yeah. That's why he's The Rock. That was
his name
that he had on stage. Yeah. Anyway, when he would punch people, what do you call it? When you'd wrestle people. Yeah,
wrestling.
Wrestle people.
You've nailed it so far.
Well,
keep
okay.
going.
Anyway, so this UFC fighter by the name of Themba Garimbo, who is very passionate about the craft, and he has been struggling to pay his bills at the moment for himself and for his family, and apparently he's only had $7 to his name, so really struggling. Mm-hmm. The Rock found out about his story and came to the rescue, paid off all his debts, and bought himself and his family, this guy's family, a home so that he can continue to fulfill his dream. Because for those who don't know, The Rock didn't come for very much as well and saw a lot of himself in this young guy and wanted to make his dream come true.
Mm.
And it's just so beautiful. The video of the two of them together is just gorgeous when he announces this amazing, amazing gift.
Could you imagine having a story like that, getting a bit of publicity on the story, you know, people hear about it, and then all of a sudden you realize Dwayne The Rock Johnson is knocking at your front door.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty life-changing stuff.
Yeah. There is a presence that this guy has. I've never met him in person, but he commands attention, not because of his size, but he has this beautiful aura about him.
Yeah, there's this guy, a bit of a side note, but there's this guy my sister plays, the coach of my sister's volleyball team.
Mm.
His name's Abdul. And
Abdul?
Abdul, okay. Yep. And I haven't seen him in ages, but he just has this way where he's got the softest voice. He's like about 6'8", softest little voice.
Really?
He's a skinny bloke. But the way he talks to you, you lean in and everything goes silent. It's an incredible skill some people have where it's like they don't need to use aggression or they don't need to use some sort of power play. They're just like control the room by, and he has this really high-pitched voice. It's actually quite funny. He's like, hey, you're never going. But it's just like how he talks.
Yeah.
It's just like you lean in and you're like, tell me more.
You want to hear everything he has to say.
Yeah.
I just think that The Rock is just one example of somebody who has massive capacity and is choosing to help others that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that in a variety of different ways. And I think even though we may not all be billionaires, there's only a few of them in the world, but I think regardless, it's a reminder for us to all think about ways that we can, with our own individual capacity, to give back to others, whether it be through donation or giving of time to make someone's day.
Toast!
That is it for another episode of Toast. Thank you very much for listening in. Don't forget to... We're not doing that again. We're not doing more language. Learning of languages.
Dankeschön.
Very good. Oh, you've been practicing, have you?
And merci.
Very good. I think we already did French.
No, I didn't. I did grazie.
I think I did French.
Oh, gracias. I just did Spanish.
Well, now you're killing it.
Yeah.
Sayonara. And don't forget to, you can follow us on the podcast, socials, Instagram, Toast the Pod, TikTok, Toast the Pod. Message us, let us know how you're going. We didn't get any posts on photos 2 weeks ago. We asked, put it out there. If you have an image of toast, your own toast, breakfast cereal, your
love
your
to
toast,
see it. Well, breakfast cereal is not quite toast.
It's getting
the toast, the bread that you eat.
Yeah.
That's slightly toasted.
Sounds
from a toaster.
We love to see it.
We love to see it.
Bit of banter.
Also, if you love the show, if you're like, geez, these guys are funny.
Yeah.
I couldn't live without them.
Yeah, rate, review. That's where you're going.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. And if you can leave us a 5-star review, it would help other people find us. And if you also want to recommend us to a mate and they can tune in to us, that would be great as well. Fun fact.
Oh, gosh, you're still going. Keep going. I love it. Oh, I love it.
We have listeners in the United States.
Yeah.
We have quite a few, actually.
Are you flexing now?
No.
We've spoken about this.
No. I just thought it was really cool. And also, we've got listeners right around Australia as well, particularly the East Coast and, of course, in Adelaide,
and
like I mentioned earlier.
And Melbourne as well.
Of course, Melbourne, where we're from. You can't affect yet. Can't forget the hometown.
Goodbye.
See you later. See you next week. And happy birthday again to you, Ewan.
Stop.